from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for Indonesian women to become the mother of the nation. Business people target textile export worth $30 billion in 2025. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo officially opened two women's meetings in Yogyakarta on Friday. The meeting was the 35th General Assembly of the International Council of Women, ICW, and the first national meeting of 1,000 leaders of women's organizations from all over Indonesia. The president assured Indonesian women that Indonesia is a large country and it has a lot of women with great achievements. The government has a woman minister in the cabinet, and this proves that the present government is very concerned on Indonesian women. Thus, President Joko Widodo calls for them to sincerely contribute for Indonesian nation.
Inilah yang saya maksudkan.
This is what I mean as the mother of the nation, who educates our children as the successor to the future of the nation, who improves the mentality of this nation, that safeguards the morale of citizens and the community, who maintains tools for their children and grandchildren, who drives the economy of citizens and society. So I agree with Mrs. Kiwo Kompage the terms of mother of the nation. I remind Indonesian women to become the mothers of the nation. Meanwhile, Chairwoman of KWANI, Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo, said that actually the task of being a mother of the nation is an honor, because the mission is to prepare a superior, characteristic and competitive generation of the nation. The concept of the nation mother has been proclaimed by women fighters before Indonesian independence. Indeed, the role of the mother of the nation is not a burden, but it is something honorable by preparing young generation with character excellence, competitiveness, innovation, creativity, and having a militant national insight. And we do not want Indonesian women who have had the concept of the mother of the nation since 1935 before independence if they are called emma-emma or housewives. The 1,000 leader meeting of women's organizations throughout Indonesia was first held by KWANI and supported by 15 state-owned enterprises. The meeting was held in conjunction with the 35th General Assembly of the International Council of Women, ICW, the World Women Organization whose age is now 130 years. General Chairman of Indonesian Textile Association, API, Ade Sudrajat, said that Indonesian textile export is predicted to reach $30 billion in 2025. After attending a discussion with the team increasing Indonesian foreign exchange through national product of textile and textile product, he said that business people are now analyzing roadmap to achieve the target. On Friday, said API is optimistic that the target can be achieved because the demand for the international world is getting increased, and over the last 2 years, the textile export and textile product of Indonesia have increased.
Pertama di tahun 2017.
Firstly, in 2017 it increased 5%. Then in 2018 it increased again to be 8%, while it never boosted at previous period. It possible it can increase 100%. We also enhance our export to be $30 billion. So the investment opportunity is also huge. Moreover, Ade Sudraj also said that an important step to encourage textile export is by widely promoting market access. The innovation of roadmap for textile industry and textile product is also necessary to respond uncertainty of the global trade. He also explained that the roadmap will answer the challenge in national industry and also foreign market access. Mayor of Surabaya, Tri Risma Harini, officially serves as President of United Cities and Local Government, UCLG, Asia Pacific ASPAT for the period 2018-2020. Secretary General of the ASPAT, Bernadia Irawati Chandradewi, said that Mayor Risma was elected by acclamation at the Congress on the sidelines of the UCLG ASPAT event at Diandra Convention Hall in Surabaya, East Java, on Friday. According to Bernadia, all UCLG ASPAT members chose Mayor Risma because there was only one candidate. The members proposed Mayor Risma to become president of UCLG ASPAT and hope to bring about changes. Bernadia also explained that all members agree because Risma's leadership achievement in building the city of Surabaya could be said to be successful, and positive news is also heard throughout the world.
Kota Surabaya yang dulunya kotor,
because many have already known the performance of the Madan Risma from the city of Surabaya, which used to be dirty, hot, but it has become clean and green. Surabaya has also received many awards. It has become a mystery. So Madan Risma is famous not only in Surabaya in Indonesia, but also abroad. Meanwhile, Mayor Risma admitted that she never expected to be elected as president of the UCLG, because previously Mayor Risma claimed that she had never campaigned or asked to become the president. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Archandra Tahar said in Jakarta on Friday that his side pushes to boost cooperation between Indonesian and Ukrainian business sectors. The commemoration of the National Day of Ukraine, he said that until now Ukraine has become the third largest trading partner of Indonesia among Eastern European countries, with the trade value reaching $18 million. He also remarked that by boosting relations of both country business sectors, Indonesia and Ukraine will be able to open opportunities for the development of cooperation between the two parties, including finding potential for development.
This engagement represents both countries' joint effort to strengthen the bilateral relations in various fields. I noticed with satisfaction the growing number of our total trade, which is now placing Ukraine as the Indonesia third biggest trading partner in East Europe, reaching more than $800 million. I truly believe that we must further strengthen business-to-business contact and explore more economic potential. Both countries are also committed to encouraging all related stakeholders to expand trade and agriculture cooperation.
Furthermore, Deputy Minister Archandra Tahar said that during 20-year diplomatic relations, Indonesia and Ukraine have developed good cooperation based on equality, mutual respect and trust. He viewed that with a strong foundation, the two countries have collaborated in various sectors, including in politics, trade and investment, education, technology, social culture and people-to-people contact. Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita said that textile is the third biggest mainstay foreign exchange after tourism and palm oil. At a discussion of Indonesian Textile Association API with the team enhancement of Indonesian foreign exchange through national product of textile and textile product that took place in Badung on Friday, he said that textile and textile product keep growing and developing coinciding with the fashion growth and digital era. He also said that the product is Indonesian mainstay export product, which grows continuously without relying on material and import product, and it has the biggest market in Indonesia. One of the most effective ways is by enlivening national market One side, export has big opportunity, so we see that they have a huge opportunity. Therefore, they are setting roadmap, including investment. Then they will explain what is requested from the government of Indonesia, what facility, regulation, business situation are needed to attain our export target to be $30 billion and domestic need. To support textile export and product, the government has opened many market access and investment for African countries. Minister Enggar Tiasto said that his ministry has Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement SEPA, Indonesia-Palestine, ASEAN-Hong Kong FTA, and Investment Agreement Protocol to amend ASEAN Comprehensive Investment Agreement ACIA, ASEAN-Japan Investment Service, and MTA Agreement and Protocol to amend Indonesia-Palestine PTA. Minister of Trade Enggar Tiasto Lukita support the achievement of export increase targets set by the textile and textile product industry TPT to $30 billion in 2025. He said in Bandung on Friday that he signed along with Minister of Industry, Minister of Environment and Forestry, and Head of Investment Coordinating Board wants to realize that. After attending National Roadman Textile Dialogue Association of Indonesian Textile Association API in Bandung, he emphasized that although it must meet the domestic market, the national textile industry also needs to take advantage of export opportunities in a bid to make a major contribution to the economy. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Textile Association API, Ade Sudrajat, said that the target of increasing exports would be contained in the TPT industry roadmap being prepared. The last item, Ministry of Marine and Fishery mentioned that 5 government officials with the same level as head of state will attend our Ocean Conference OOC in Nusa Dua, Bali on 29 until 30 October 2018. The conference will combine heads of state, national and multinational companies, non-governmental institutes, up to international agencies. Head of SAT Restoration and Directorate for Environment and Coastal and Small Islands at the Minister of Marine and Fishery, Sabta Ginting, said in Denpasar on Friday that officials with the same level as heads of state that are scheduled to attend the conference are from Panama, Monaco, Palau, Timor-Leste, and Seychelles. Moreover, the forum will also be attended by around 30 ministers of marine with around 1,500 total delegates. Sabta added that the conference will discuss a lot of main issues such as world coastal regions and ways to overcome various problems in sea area, particularly plastic garbage. Besides the sea pollution problems such as plastic waste, the conference will also discuss a number of issues such as climate change and blue economy. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hello and salam sejahtera. My name is Javed Mutaghi, Secretary General, Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union, the ABU. On behalf of our members, we congratulate Radio Republic of Indonesia, RRI, for all your achievements and for your 73rd anniversary. RRI has long been one of the most active members of the ABU, partnering with our fellow broadcasters throughout the Asia-Pacific region. We congratulate RRI's more than 7,000 employees, millions listeners on air and online for 73 years of service to the public Indonesia. Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate the people and the government of the Republic of Indonesia for successfully hosting the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. We wish you continuing success in the years ahead. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Terima kasih. Thank you very much. Javed Mutaghi.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with news from across the country, a weekly segment that presents interesting information from around Indonesia within a week. The first news came from Batu Licin, South Kalimantan. Two paramedics from Tanah Bumbu Regency, South Kalimantan, received awards from the Ministry of Health as model health center staff in providing community health services in Tanah Bumbu. Head of the Health Office of Tanah Bumbu Regency, Haji Damrah in Batu Licin, Wednesday, said that after passing the selection of exemplary health personnel, participants took part in the provincial level selection from all districts or cities. Of the hundreds of participants in South Kalimantan, only 5 were chosen, including 2 from Tanah Bumbu District. Then, they participated in the national selection, followed by a total of 158 exemplary health workers throughout Indonesia. According to Damrah, this award is an inspiration to other health workers in order to emulate those who have excelled to implement their knowledge to work, help kindly and sincerely in serving the community. Still from South Kalimantan, Banjarmasin City held the Banjarmasin Night Carnival to welcome the Islamic New Year 1440 Hijriah in front of City Hall on Monday. The Night Carnival in the series of Kemilau Banjarmasin Bungas was also to welcome the 492nd anniversary of Banjarmasin City on September 24, 2018. A variety of attractions were shown by carnival groups, including torch marches, Islamic decorative cars, Asma'ul Husna parades, drum band groups, and typical Middle Eastern dress groups. The mayor of Banjarmasin, Haji Ibnu Sina, who took part in the carnival, driving an antique car around the city road, expressed his amazement at the excitement of the Banjarmasin residents. He also appreciated a number of outside regional contingents participating in the carnival. Still around the celebration of 1 Muharram, about 3,000 residents, including Muslim students from various schools, Taklim Assembly members, the military and police members in Biak Numfor District, Papua, followed a healthy walk event to celebrate the Islamic New Year 1 Muharram 1443 Hijriah on Tuesday. The healthy walk, organized by a joint management of the Takmir or Management of Masses in the city of Biak, were sent off by Chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council in Biak, Saipudin, at Baitur Rahman Great Mosque. Saipudin hopes the healthy walk can strengthen the relationship between Muslims. Another goal of the event, according to Saipudin, is to encourage Biak residents to carry out sports activities to maintain a healthy body. This healthy walk was also followed by the commander of Manuhua Biak Air Base, First Marshal Fajar Adrianto, expert staff of Biak Region Abdul Kahar, and chairman of the Islamic Holiday Celebration for the 2014 until 2017 period, Andi Firman Majadi. Well, listener, that was news from across Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. While we start for info on 15 September 1916, for the first time England used tanks at the Battle of Somme in France at the First World War. During the battle in Somme, British troops attacked sporadically Germany. They introduced their tanks firstly in the history. In a press consulate, around 40 primitive tanks passed 1.5 kilometers in enemy areas. Unfortunately, they were too slow in maintaining attacking position and susceptible to engine damage. Therefore, General Douglas Haig, war commander of the Allied troops in Somme, looked at big potential for future war, so that he ordered the War Department to produce hundreds of tanks. We move on to an event on Google.com, registered as domain named. Google was established by two friends, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They established Google while they were still at Stanford University. Address of Google.com has been registered since 15 September 1997. According to Wikipedia, Google officially became a company on 4 September 1998. Beside the two people, another name that brought Google to be a big technology company is Eric Schmidt. He is well known as a professional businessman. While it has been 6 years as private company, Google chose to be public enterprise by selling its share to public on 19 August 2004 at the Stock Exchange in New York, USA. When today in history, with the information about International Democracy Day, it was determined by the United Nations at the meeting in Cairo, Egypt. The meeting of Inter-Parliamentary Council conducted the Universal Declaration about Democracy on 15 September 1997. Finally, the UN held 46th General Assembly plenary meeting on 8 November 1997 that resulted in resolution of AR627. Which stated 15th September as International Democracy Day. Well, listener, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thanks for listening.
A woman's greeting from Hanoi, Vietnam. I'm Nguyễn Thúy Hoa, Director from International Cooperation Department of The Voice of Vietnam. Congratulations for 73 years of public broadcasting of Radio Republic Indonesia. In recent years, based on the cooperation agreement between VOV and RRI, we have exchanged experiences, professional skills, and some other aspects of national broadcasters. The cooperation has brought the two peoples closer, and we both celebrate 73 years establishment anniversary this September. My deepest congratulations is to go for the RRI, together with all its employees, millions of radio and online listeners, as well as people and government of Republic of Indonesia for its 73 years anniversary of broadcasting service. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia commits to support Sri Lanka's development. President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, met Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe before attending the World Economic Forum WEF in Hanoi, Vietnam on Wednesday, September 12th. During the meeting, President Jokowi expressed his gratitude to Sri Lanka for its support to Indonesia on several occasions. Specifically, President Jokowi called Sri Lanka's support for Indonesia in the nomination at the United Nations as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. President Jokowi also expressed his appreciation for Sri Lanka's participation in the 2018 Asian Games. In a closed-door meeting, President Jokowi was accompanied by the Coordinating Minister for Politics, Law and Security, Wiranto, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Industry Minister Airlangga Hartarto, and Minister of Communication and Information, Rudiantara. A written statement from the Presidential Press Bureau said that during the meeting, President Jokowi followed up on what had been agreed upon during his visit to Colombo in January, mainly in the field of trade. One of them is a joint effort between Indonesia and Sri Lanka to export ready-made garments to the European Union. Attempts to jointly approach the European Commission regarding the delivery of apparel will open market access to the European Union. In addition, President Jokowi also hopes that the formation of working groups between the two countries in the field of trade and investment can immediately identify potentials and overcome obstacles in trade and investment. He also hopes that the inaugural session of the working group can be carried out as soon as possible. To Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, the president also encouraged a joint feasibility study related to efforts to establish a free trade agreement FTA between Indonesia and Sri Lanka to begin immediately. During the meeting, President Jokowi also emphasized Indonesia's commitment to support development in Sri Lanka. In the field of connectivity, for example, the president noted Sri Lanka's interest in buying 60 train cars from PT Inka. President Jokowi added, Indonesia also offered a form of complete package cooperation, including the purchase of train facilities and infrastructure such as rails, stations, depots, and signaling systems. Besides the train, the president also said that Indonesia, through a state-owned company, PT Wika, is also interested in participating in the steel bridge construction project in Sri Lanka. That was my Indonesia for today.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo officially opened two women's meetings in Yogyakarta on Friday. The meetings are the 35th General Assembly of Indonesian Council of Women, ICW, and the first national meeting of 1,000 leaders of women's organizations from all over Indonesia. General Chairman of Indonesian Textile Association, APA, Ade Sudrajat, said that Indonesian textile export is predicted to reach $30 billion in 2025. Mayor of Surabaya, Risma Tri Rismaharini, officially serves as President of United Cities and Local Government, UCLG Asia Pacific ASPAT for the period 2018-2020. Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Archandra Tahar, said in Jakarta on Friday that his side pushes to boost cooperation between Indonesian and Ukrainian business sectors. Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita said that textile is the third biggest mainstay foreign exchange after tourism and palm oil. Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita supports the achievement of export increase target set by the textile and textile products industry TPT to $30 billion in 2025. Minister of Marine and Fishery mentioned that five governmental officials with the same level as head of state will attend our Ocean Conference (OOC) in Nusa Dua, Bali on 29th until 30th October 2018. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Yuki Sakagami from NHK World Japan's multilingual radio service known as Radio Japan. We would like to congratulate RRI, Radio Republic Indonesia, for all the achievements it has made in its 73-year history. This year, Japan and Indonesia commemorate the 60th anniversary of diplomatic ties. We wish friendly relationship between the two nations flourish even further. Sukari di udara, tetap di udara. Sukari di udara,
tetap di udara. You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you Tanggedu in East Sumba. Stay tuned. Listener, East Sumba has many tourism objects which need to be explored. One of them is Tanggedu Waterfall at Tanggedu Village. The beauty of the waterfall is located on the stone cliffs which flanks blue-greenish clear water. Besides those cliffs, the surrounding cliffs form beautiful relief like Grand Canyon in the United States of America. Thus, Tanggedu Waterfall is often called as the Grand Canyon of Indonesia and Hidden Heaven from East Sumba. Listener, to go to Tanggedu Waterfall is quite difficult. To go there, you can use car because its location has a distance around 45 kilometers, or it takes around 1.5 hours by car from Waingapu City. After that, the trip can be continued by trekking for 30 until 45 minutes by crossing a challenging terrain. But all fatigue will be paid off when you see Tanggedu Waterfall, which is located at the north of Waingapu City, Tanggedu Village, Kanatang District, East Sumba Regency. Here, you will feel calm atmosphere and certainly, the place is beautiful spot which can satisfy photographers and Instagrammer. Listener, being different with waterfall in general, Tanggedu flows from low altitude. It is only 8 meters high, but its streaming is quite heavy. Tanggedu Waterfall flows down to natural pond which attracts tourists to swim or to play in. Because the waterfall is not too high, you can also jump from above of the waterfall. Listener, we make sure that you enjoy playing in the water, so we suggest you to bring other clothes. The spot is still natural and there is no stall to buy something, so do not forget to bring your own food and all equipment. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Tanggedu Waterfall in East Sumba. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Saudara-saudara sekalian. Hello, I'm Fayaz Shehriar, Director General of All India Radio from New Delhi. Congratulations, Radio Republic Indonesia, on 73rd year of public broadcasting. We are happy that they serve one of the world's most diverse populations, spread across 13,000 islands. Geographically, they unite the northern and southern hemispheres of the earth and link Asia with Oceania. Their listeners range from major cities to hinterland, coastal and peripheral audiences of various hues. They have long been one of the most active members of the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, helping its members shape up the beautiful broadcast landscape of the region. On behalf of my colleagues in All India Radio, I congratulate RRI and its employees, the millions of listeners on air and online, and the people and government of Republic of Indonesia for 73 years of outstanding service to broadcasting. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Thank you for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Editor Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, environment and technology, even lifestyle. In this edition, I will present information about the Inspigo application. So, stay tuned into RRW Service Voice of Indonesia. Some young people from Indonesia have just launched an inspirational application called Inspigo. It has material and inspirational, motivative and educative content packed in an audio form. The topics presented were varied, ranging from self-management, leadership, career development, self-development, public speaking to topics around music and other skills. This application features presenters who are experienced experts and public figures in their fields. They are called InspiGuest and will be guided by hosts called InspiHost. Meanwhile, the Inspigo users are called InspiGoers. Inspigo has a very light concept and is easy to digest anytime, but very useful. This application is lightweight data because it is audio, easy to digest because on average, each material is only 7 minutes long. The material uses language that is simple and easy to understand and not monotone, and is packaged by hosts, moderators, and material fillers interactively. Well, listener, that was Miscellany today featuring the Inspigo application. We will meet again in the next edition and of course with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for listening.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
On behalf of MBC Network Sri Lanka, we would like to take the opportunity to wish Radio Republic Indonesia a happy 73rd anniversary. Keep rocking and keep making brilliant radio.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRW Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Sarwenda. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Malaikat Penjaga Hati.
pernah terluka, ku rapuh dan tak berdaya. Hingga ku tutup hati ini, kini dirimu hadirkan cinta dan janji tulus setia yang telah lama ku nantikan. Kau hadir dalam hidupku, ku terhanyut untaian kata cintamu. Aku jatuh cinta. Mungkinkah dia cinta yang ku nantikan, yang selama ini ku dambakan. Dalam penantian panjangku, mungkinkah dia takdir cinta untukku, malaikat penjaga hatiku, dan tercipta untukku selama.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Malaikat Penjaga Hati, the newest song of Sarwenda, which has been played simultaneously at radios throughout Indonesia since August 29, 2018. The lyric of the song describes expression of someone who is hurt, but the hurt is cured by the existence of lover who presents sincere and faithful love. Sarwenda, who has complete name Sarwenda Tan, was born in Jakarta, August 29, 1989. Before entertaining in Indonesian music industry, Sarwenda was a teacher and translator of Chinese, but all of them have changed when she got opportunity. She was selected to join in Cherry Bell. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Antara Benci dan Rindu.
Basah tubuh ini
kau hapus dengan sapu tanganmu.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Sarwenda. Antara Benci dan Rindu song was created by Obi Mesak, which earlier was popularized by Ratih Purwasih in 1980s. Its lyric is quite romantic, and it tells about one's heart that is confused. Although her feeling is disliked, her heart still misses to see his face and smile. Listener, in 2012, Sarwenda resigned from Cherry Bell. Since then, Sarwenda has acted as soloist. Until now, she has released 7 singles. In addition to singing, Sarwenda is also active in making video content on YouTube along with her husband, Ruben Onsu, who is also an actor. Well, listener, that was our segment Music Corner for today by featuring Sarwenda's songs. To conclude our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to the next 2 songs entitled Kesakitanku and Patah Jadi Dua. I'm Putri Safiriadela. Thank you for listening.
Dulu aku kau cintai sepenuh hatimu. Dulu aku kau kejar-kejar, ingatkah kamu? Tapi sekarang kau pergi dengan cinta yang lain. Setelah janji suci, setelah bahagia yang kita rasakan, aku tahu memang ada salahku sehingga dirimu mampu mendua. Sewajarnya kita bisa bicara, tak perlu kau sakitiku seperti ini. Aku rela melepas dirimu, tapi jangan bilang kau tak cintaiku. Aku sakit bila mendengarkan itu. Jujur, aku tak sanggup. Jangan bohongi hatimu untuk dia, pergi saja. Jangan sakiti aku, jujur aku rela, tapi tak mau dengar kau bilang tak pernah cinta. Memang ada salahku sehingga dirimu mampu mendua. Sewajarnya kita bisa bicara, tak perlu kau sakitiku seperti ini.
Aku rela melepas dirimu, tapi jangan bilang kau tak cinta.
Tak sanggup, jangan bohongi hatimu untuk dia, pergi saja. Jangan sakiti aku, jujur aku rela, tapi tak mau dengar kau bilang tak pernah cinta.
semi dan tumbuh. Kasih jangan buat hatiku patah jadi dua. Aku selalu bersabar.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.